Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Still here.
Good God. Still would you leave waiting. Already?
Look.
Go, get out of here.
Look, I don't know what to tell you. Apparently, my son's just comfortable in there.
Wow.
Again, knew this going in. Again, if you don't know, got a baby on the way. Literally, it's felt like could be any minute for the past, like, 2 months.
Well, but the last week especially.
Especially, yeah, where it's kind of like always ready, always on call. Like, any time that my fiance, St. Courtney, gives me a call now, I always see her calling. I'm like, oh, it's time. Yes, yeah, let's go. And it's like, hey, can you get pineapple from Wegmans? Damn it. No, I'm ready. Let's do this.
Oh, man.
But I'm curious. I want to bring this up. And I'm wondering if this is a natural feeling and if all women who were pregnant felt this way.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you're feeling a rush of pregnancy hormones. So you're thinking a lot of things and there's a lot of emotions and it's a lot to take in, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, again, everyone knows the physical toll of being pregnant, but honestly, the mental toll could be on par, if not sometimes worse.
Yeah.
You know, there's this weird thing that appears to be happening.
Mm-hmm.
It is this extreme desire of get this baby out of me. Versus, it's kind of nice that he's in there.
Because
it's the idea of, I know where he is, and he's safe, and he's right here, and like nothing can
harm
him.
He doesn't really need anything, either.
Right? Yeah. Very easy to, I mean, for me, very easy to take care of. Yeah. I just give her food whenever she asks for it, right?
Right. You feed her, she feeds him.
No changing at all.
Intravenously or whatever.
Is this something that every pregnant woman experiences? I'd be willing to bet probably, right? And also, does it ever get to the point where you're like, just no, I want this baby out of me?
Yeah,
Because it's, you know, as much as that's what she wants, there are those moments where she has that other kind of side of the coin, if you will, as well.
Yeah.
And there's the idea of, you know, obviously look for, you know, not for, but you look into the future of what it's going to be like when he's not in there.
Yeah.
Because you think about it, you know, it's a 10-month experience.
Yeah.
Came in there growing and moving around and being all weird and...
Oh.
And, you know, do you look back on that and...
Do you miss it?
And miss it.
Yeah.
Like, do you look back on, like, you know, not being in your mom's womb? Do you miss that?
Yeah, I do. Every day. I actually think that my spirit animal is a marsupial because I wish I could crawl into my mom's little pouch. I wish she had a pouch like a kangaroo and I could just crawl back in.
So that's the dream?
Yeah, it's my dream. Oh my God. My personal dream. It would be so nice. It would be so nice on the days when I'm so stressed that I feel like there's no way I'm going to be able to detangle all of my anxiety and my stress and my overwhelm. And then if I could just crawl back into the pouch for a little bit. It's nice and warm in there.
Isn't it like... Is there like mucus and stuff in the pouch, isn't there?
Mucus, schmucus.
It doesn't even bother you.
Yeah, it's warm.
So, again, is this a normal feeling? Women who have had kids.
This time
due, the 23rd with baby number 3. I'm so incredibly uncomfortable and prone to an insanely fast labor. Ooh. So I have a weird combo of wanting her to get the hell out, but also terrified that it won't make it on time.
Boy,
to the hospital.
A fast labor just sounds phenomenal because the opposite of that is like, you know, you hear about the 24-hour labor.
No, not necessarily, because here's the thing about a fast labor. All right. With a longer labor, you have a chance to kind of build up. Right. I'm telling you, with a fast labor, you're just boom in there and the contractions are insanely intense and it's almost more painful. Like think about when you like get into, you know, jump into a pool or whatever and it's kind of cold at first, but then you adjust, you acclimate to it. That is what a longer labor is like because you get the contractions and sure they're uncomfortable, but you kind of get used to it, right?
Yeah, but when you cannonball, you just get it over with. It's like the person, I don't know, 15 minutes or something?
Mm-hmm. But I can only imagine that was an insanely painful 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And that was natural, by the way, because obviously I don't think they had the epidural there.
No, definitely not.
So I don't know if necessarily a fast labor is what you're looking for.
I don't want a fast labor, but like, I don't know, a couple hours, you know, get in, get out.
Mm-hmm.
One night at the hospital.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe just go home the same day.
I don't know what fantasy world you live in. 222-9800. Chelsea from Geneva on the phone right now. Good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to jump in on the if you, when you were pregnant with your baby, if you like wanted to just get out?
Yeah, because it seems to me like my fiance is kind of like in this middle zone of yes, wants him out, but also there's that realization of like, but he's really safe here. I know where he is.
Right.
Is that normal?
When I was pregnant, I wanted my babies out because you don't know what's going on in there and you worry, you know, you hear so many stories about like late term miscarriages and stuff like that.
Oh, God,
it's like,
yeah.
I just want them to be out so I can have eyes on them.
Sure.
And
know what's going on.
Interesting.
But
okay,
now my kids are 4 and 1.5 and I want them back in.
So it's like, it's a rush to get them out into this world. And then once you realize, wait a second, this world's kind of scary.
What did I get myself into?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, man.
You know, it's a good thing you're not Whitney's mom because Whitney would be like, yeah, give me back in there, mom.
Yeah, I'm still wanting to go back in my 20s.
I know. I'd be like, come on, baby.
Thank you for calling in this morning. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Oh, God, what?
Oh, my God, this text. The baby is scared to come out now. It's got a crazy Aunt Whitney waiting.
It's possible. That could be the reason he's waiting. Like, no, I'm good.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.